For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. A romance novelist from Belleville, Michigan, will be in Lansing on Thursday to talk about her stories. Beverly Jenkins has published almost 36 historical romances aimed at African-American readers. Jenkins says romance novels are big business, with sales of $1.3 billion, or more than 30% of the mainstream fiction market, last year. I talked with Jenkins about her place in the romance novel market.
These are not your mama's or your grandmother's romance novels. Yeah, we still have the clinch on the cover, but you're dealing with stories these days by women who are writing fantastic stories about American veterans coming back from Afghanistan and dealing with PTSD. You're dealing with sanctuary cities. You're dealing with every aspect of American life. And people who are just trying to maybe looking for a second chance, people who are trying to improve their lives. And yeah, there are love scenes, but that's not the focus of the story.
Can you read me a section from your latest, Breathless?
Sure. We're in the Santa Catalina Mountains in Arizona Territory in spring of 1885. I wonder how it feels to be that much in love. In response to the question, Portia Carmichael glanced up from the ledger she was working on to look over at her sister, who was standing at the window. "I've no idea," she replied, as she refocused on the column of numbers she was adding. Reagan was gazing cow-eyed out at what Portia assumed were their Aunt Edie and Uncle Ryan Fontaine. The sisters were in the business office of the Fontaine Hotel, and although the 25-year-old Reagan longed for love and children, Portia, 2 years older, wanted neither.
Are there enough romance novels out there like yours for African-American readers?
There are. There's a growing number. One of the great things I think about the way romance has expanded, it's we call it Romancelandia, as it expanded, is that it's opened up to not only African-Americans, but there's gay romances, there's, of course, paranormal. There, you know, all of these different branches of the romance tree, and African-American women are claiming their spot. We have women who are doing Christian romance. We have women who are writing shapeshifters. We have women who are doing historicals like I am. And I'm very proud to be one of the pioneers.
Now, one reason I ask you that question has to do with, you know, when you get right down to it, good writing is good writing in any genre. So I need to ask you why it matters if the characters in a novel are white or black. Do black readers consume romance novels with white characters and vice versa?
Representation matters. For the historicals, I do the history that you may not have been exposed to. History of the African-American contribution to the American Revolution, or the Black Civil War veterans. I also do Westerns, so you get the shoot 'em ups with the black and brown outlaws and lawmen of Indian Territory. So for me, I call it edutainment, entertainment and education. So you get a great story with, you know, great characters, great love scenes, and you get a bibliography in the back in case you want to do more research on the whatever historical aspects I bring to the story.
Beverly Jenkins, her latest title is Breathless, and on Thursday, the Schuller Bookstore in the Eastwood Town Center will host Jenkins for a girls' night out event. It starts at 7 on Thursday night. Beverly Jenkins, great talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And guys are invited, too. It's not just a girls' night out. We have a lot of guys who read romance, so they're welcome to join us as well.
All right, guys, check it out Thursday night at 7 at Schuller Bookstore in the Eastwood Town Center. Beverly Jenkins, thanks.
You're very welcome.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.